This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Most Brazilian children with disabling musculoskeletal pain recover within a year, study shows. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. A prospective cohort study of Brazilian children and adolescents found that 86% of those with disabling musculoskeletal pain, pain that interferes with daily activities, recovered or improved substantially within 12 months of follow-up. The finding, drawn from a longitudinal study of a nationally representative sample, suggests that despite the functional burden of the condition, most cases resolve spontaneously or with minimal intervention. Key takeaways: 86% of Brazilian children with disabling musculoskeletal pain recovered or improved within 12 months. The condition affects approximately 3 in 10 Brazilian children and adolescents, causing school absences and activity limitation. Most cases occur without trauma, repetitive strain, or identifiable structural cause, suggesting a complex, multifactorial etiology. The high recovery rate may inform clinical counseling and reduce unnecessary investigation or intervention in pediatric populations. Study at a glance: 86 of Brazilian children with disabling musculoskeletal pain recovered or showed substantial improvement within 12 months of follow-up. Recovery and improvement in pediatric disabling musculoskeletal pain. Proportion of Brazilian children achieving recovery or substantial improvement at 12-month follow-up: 86% recovered or improved, 14% persistent symptoms. Source: Brazilian Prospective Cohort Study, Georgian Medical Journal News. High prevalence, favorable natural history, disabling musculoskeletal pain in pediatric populations represents a significant public health concern in Brazil, affecting roughly 3 in 10 children and adolescents. Unlike pain associated with acute trauma or chronic repetitive strain injury, this condition emerges without clear mechanical or structural cause, yet substantially impairs functioning, leading to school absences, reduced participation in recreational activities, and decreased quality of life. The prospective Brazilian cohort study tracked a nationally representative sample of affected youth to document natural recovery patterns. The finding that 86% of cases resolved or substantially improved within 12 months contradicts assumptions that disabling musculoskeletal pain in childhood carries a chronic disabling trajectory. This recovery profile is consistent with epidemiological patterns observed in high-income pediatric cohorts, where functional pain syndromes frequently show self-limited courses despite initial functional impact. Implications for clinical reassurance and stewardship. The high recovery rate carries direct clinical significance. According to findings from recent clinical guidelines on pediatric pain, early reassurance about prognosis, grounded in evidence of natural recovery, reduces parental anxiety, decreases health-seeking behavior, and supports graduated return to activity. Clinicians managing children with disabling musculoskeletal pain may cite this Brazilian evidence when counseling families about expected outcomes, provided that serious pathology has been reasonably excluded through history and examination. The study also supports a measured, activity-focused approach rather than prolonged imaging, pharmacological escalation, or repeated specialist consultation in most cases. This approach aligns with international pediatric pain management principles, which emphasize early engagement in school and social activities as part of treatment, even in the presence of pain. The role of multifactorial etiology. The fact that 86% of cases recover without identified structural pathology or trauma points toward a complex, likely multifactorial etiology involving biomechanical, psychological, and social factors. Researchers and clinicians increasingly recognize that disabling musculoskeletal pain in youth frequently reflects pain amplification, deconditioning, anxiety, or stress-related somatization rather than progressive tissue damage. The Brazilian study's strong recovery signal reinforces this understanding and suggests that treatment should prioritize restoration of function and activity rather than investigation of presumed structural abnormality. 86% of Brazilian children with disabling musculoskeletal pain recovered or showed substantial improvement within 12 months, indicating a favorable natural prognosis despite initial functional impairment. Brazilian prospective cohort study on pediatric musculoskeletal pain. What this means for patients. Most children with disabling musculoskeletal pain can expect substantial recovery within a year. Gradual return to school, sports, and leisure activities, even while experiencing some pain, supports this recovery trajectory. For clinicians, the high recovery rate justifies early reassurance, activity-based management, and conservative approaches. Extensive imaging or repeated investigation is rarely warranted once serious pathology has been excluded by clinical assessment. For policymakers, pediatric pain services should emphasize early recognition and functional restoration rather than medicalization. School-based interventions and activity promotion may reduce unnecessary healthcare utilization. Frequently asked questions: what is disabling musculoskeletal pain in children? Disabling musculoskeletal pain refers to bone, ligament, or muscle pain that impairs daily functioning, such as school attendance, sports, or leisure activities, without an identifiable trauma, repetitive strain injury, or structural cause. It affects approximately 3 in 10 Brazilian children and adolescents and reflects a complex interaction of biomechanical, psychological, and environmental factors. Is imaging, X-ray, ultrasound, MRI, necessary to diagnose or monitor recovery? Most guidelines recommend against routine imaging in the absence of clinical features suggesting serious pathology. The high recovery rate in this Brazilian cohort supports a clinical diagnosis and reassurance-based approach, with imaging reserved for atypical presentations. What can parents do to support recovery? Encouraging gradual return to normal activities, school attendance, structured exercise, and social engagement is central to recovery. Avoiding overprotection or activity restriction, combined with reassurance about the condition's benign prognosis, helps normalize function. Consultation with a pediatrician or pain specialist is appropriate if pain worsens, spreads, or is accompanied by systemic symptoms. The Brazilian prospective cohort study provides reassuring, evidence-based prognostic data for a common pediatric condition that frequently causes parental concern and healthcare utilization. As awareness of the condition's high natural recovery rate spreads, clinicians in primary care, emergency medicine, and pediatric specialties should increasingly adopt activity-focused, reassurance-based management approaches that reduce medicalization while supporting functional restoration. Future research should examine whether early intervention, such as structured exercise programs or brief psychological support, further improves outcomes or accelerates recovery in the minority of children with persistent symptoms at 12 months. Source: 86% of Brazilian children with disabling musculoskeletal pain recover, study finds.